See if we can get another call in before break.
Well, let's head to Gilroy, California. And Georgie, you're on with Pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
Georgie, what's up?
Hey, I got two different subjects.
Okay.
The first one is, I only caught parts of your explanation of the high and low density lipoprotein.
Okay, that was a couple weeks ago, you mean?
Yeah, can you put that in simple layman's terms?
I would love to do that. What was your second question?
One is the regimen for macular degeneration, which
okay,
I have.
We can take care of both of those. Might have to take a break in between. Let's take your HDL and LDL question first. HDL and LDL are carriers. They're carriers for a lot of things, but when we talk about HDL and LDL, we typically mean them in terms of how they carry cholesterol. Cholesterol is a waxy substance. If you saw cholesterol by itself, it would look a lot like chipped chips of candle wax. Now, you can imagine that chips of candle wax don't flow through the blood very efficiently, so the body has developed a system to help carry these little chips of candle wax, these little chips of wax, cholesterol wax. And the way it does it is it surrounds it in a bubble, a protein bubble. Now, the inside of that protein bubble is fatty and attracts the cholesterol, and the outer part is protein, and the protein is watery, so it can flow through the blood. That whole protein on the outside, fat and cholesterol on the inside bubble, is referred to as lipoprotein, or, more appropriately, cholesterol lipoprotein. Are you with me so far, sir?
Yeah.
Okay. So that whole bubble, that's cholesterol lipoprotein, can come in different weights, if you will, or different sizes. It can be very dense, in which case we call it high density, or it can be very light, in which case we call it low density. Now, it turns out that your high density lipoprotein, HDL, travels to the liver. Your low density lipoprotein travels away from the liver. Thus, the reason why people refer to HDL as being good and LDL as being bad. But you can see they're not good or bad, they're just traveling to or fro. We'll talk more about that when we come back from break. I am Pharmacist Ben. We're going to talk about macular degeneration as well as
longevity.
831-685-1080, 831-685-1080, or 888-379-2552, 888-379-2552. We are in California talking about cholesterol, sir?
Yeah.
Okay. So did that explanation make sense so far?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, the reason low-density lipoprotein is considered so-called bad is because it carries cholesterol around the body. The reason HDL is considered good is because it takes the cholesterol back to the liver. Now, you can, if you understand that cholesterol is one of the most important substances in the body, and it's used to make hormones, and it's used to make cells, and it's used to protect nerves, it's used for all kinds of reasons, you can understand it's simply that there's no such thing as bad cholesterol. The cholesterol is leaving your liver to do its work. Are you with me?
Yeah.
So this nomenclature of good and bad is simplistic at best, and it's deceitful at worst. It makes us think that we somehow have to eliminate a certain form of cholesterol and maximize another form of cholesterol, and it makes us think that there's two kinds of cholesterol. There are not two kinds of cholesterol. There's only one kind of cholesterol. There's cholesterol that goes to your body, and there's cholesterol that goes away from your body or liver and away from your liver, but it's the same molecule. So you don't want to necessarily lower LDL or HDL. That's silliness. And let me tell you, who are the one group of people that has made this distinction of lowering HDL and LDL? It's the medical community and the drug companies. Biochemists don't make that distinction because it's just one molecule. So you need cholesterol. And by the way, most of the cholesterol is in your body comes from is made in the liver because it's a vital compound. In fact, arguably the single most important compound in your body. And please don't be hoodwinked into taking those terrible drugs that mechanically poison your liver. Yes, I said poison your liver into ceasing the manufacture of this very vital compound. If indeed your cholesterol is high, too high, which is rare, by the way, but if it's too high, lowering your insulin, lowering your sugar, your blood sugar, and reducing the amount of simple carbohydrates, simple sugars in your diet is the best way to not just lower cholesterol, but reduce your weight and reduce your blood pressure, protect your heart, and protect yourself from diabetes. You don't need toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Okay? Did that kind of make that, was that a succinct explanation there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good. Now, What's that?
Between the two? Is there a number ratio?
You know, there are all kinds of ratios they give you, and the only thing about those ratios that I will say, the ratios of HDL to LDL, they're correlated with certain forms of health, with certain health benefits. But there's no proof that there's any particular ratios that are important for health. There seem to be a correlation. In other words, they want, for most folks, they consider total cholesterol to be around 2, they used to say 265, 275. It gradually becomes lower. HDL and LDL cholesterol, in terms of its ratio, not so significant. Total cholesterol levels, they're now saying around 235. They used to say 265. I'm not a big believer in worrying about your cholesterol levels because nobody's shown that there's a causative relationship between high HDL and low LDL and good health. They only show that there are some certain statistical relationships. So I wouldn't pay too much attention to HDL and LDL ratios. As far as your second question goes, macular degeneration, much like cholesterol, there's a lot of mythology around macular degeneration. When it comes to the macula, the eye tissue, the eyes are subject to a lot of abuse over time because obviously the eyes are contacting photonic or light energy. Light energy is a highly energetic compound, and it can create damage to a tissue that's weakened, if you will. So what's the answer? Well, the answer is to strengthen the tissue. And it turns out that the eyes are very receptive to nutritional supplementation. The most important, by far and away, the most important nutritional supplements for protecting the eyes from macular degeneration or protecting the eyes in general is going to be what we call phytonutrients, plant nutrients, especially the colored ones, reds, blues, greens, yellows, oranges. Also, zinc and vitamin C are important. Vitamin A is important, and vitamin E is important as well. And there's lots more to talk about, but unfortunately, we are out of time. Thanks so much to everybody who called. For Doug Winfrey, for the ZBS Radio Network.